Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Create Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about, is your relationship surviving or is it thriving? You know, there is a difference between being in a relationship that is full of passion, caring, and interest in what each other is doing in their lives, versus one where people just sort of hang out as roommates, and in some cases even worse. Add to that the whole sexuality piece of what makes a primary relationship a healthy and fun relationship, and we can get into some pretty important aspects of what a true relationship is consisting of. People get into primary relationships for many different reasons. Sometimes folks are looking for security, they're looking for safety, they're looking for permanence, they're looking for someone with whom they can count on to help them raise children and to run a house. But there's the other side that people also are looking for, and that has to do with things like adventure, spontaneity, unknowingness, surprise. And to be honest, these two things don't necessarily go together in the same relationship. Although, when they both come together as one, you have a really wonderful relationship. So how do you contend with creating a relationship that has both these aspects? Well, first of all, you can integrate into your relationship that feels safe and secure, with shared responsibility and love for your kids and for each other, by allowing yourselves to do different adventures. And part of the adventures that you can take are sexual adventures. Like, people have different ways of expressing their sexuality, and the most important part of that is through the imagination. You can go to different places as you're role-playing different things, or you can bring some sense of fun and enthusiasm to it, and that can certainly bring about some newness to the relationship on a pretty regular basis. If you happen to be in a relationship where one or both of you is tired all the time because of overwork, either in the home or in your jobs, it's really important for you to set aside time for that personal one-on-one sexual sensual time together. Because without that time together, you are more often than not going to have that time together. You won't make the time for it. There will always be another excuse. So schedule it in like you would anything else with your partner. Create great adventures to go on together. This is like really important, and it's not something that necessarily needs to take days or weeks. You can go on a day away day and just enjoy something new and different. Maybe take a drive to somewhere you've never been before and check it out and come back the same day. However, it's really, really, really important if you want to have a sizzling, wonderful relationship that you understand that although safety is a really big part of being in a relationship with another person, the way to keep it full of desire for one another is to make the time to make it happen. The other piece of this is that it's really easy to take each other for granted. Because for some unknown reason, people believe that whoever you are with in a permanent relationship, or as permanent as we know how to make permanent these days, that person will put up with anything. And the truth of the matter is that everyone has their limits to what they can handle. And everyone has their limits as far as what they're willing to do in order to get a thank you or some recognition of some sort for the positive things they do for you. It's really important, those little words. Thank you. I really appreciate what you're doing to help me out. I love you so much because you're doing fill in the blank. It's all too easy for us to complain, whine, cry, demand of one another, and then we wonder why it is that our relationship is dying. And that is definitely a place where if you truly love someone, you never want the relationship to go there. So be very positive and endearing and grateful and gracious with that person you say you love. Because this is the thing. Love isn't meant to hurt. Love is meant to show unity and caring and interest in your partner. Many times when couples have been together for a long time, they forget to say, I love you. They forget to take each other's hands. They forget to go walking arm in arm. They forget those small kisses, those hugs. These are the demonstrations of love that each party so needs to keep the relationship flowing healthfully. Another aspect to having a really good relationship is having a bit of mystery. It's always fun when we can learn new things about our partner that we didn't really know before. Because once that mystery is gone, what else is there left to experience with them? So allow there to be a little mystery there as well. Then there comes this idea of what to share and what not to share with your partner. Now, I like to base my relationships, at least, on trust and integrity. I believe that when you have trust and integrity, you have a relationship. However, if there is no trust or integrity, there is no relationship. So what I'm going to tell you is something that you're going to need to think about for yourself and how you best go about dealing with it. There are times when perhaps you need to ask yourself the simple question, is this information that I'm about to share going to really hurt my partner and make it so that it becomes very difficult between the two of us? Because sometimes we need to know when to share and when not to share. And frankly, if we're telling white lies, that's one thing. If we're outright lying to our partner, that's a whole nother situation and one that needs to be thought through very carefully. I don't believe that people should lie about their situations with their partner because that would bring on lack of trust later on if they should find out. But one needs to use their brain power and their emotional intelligence to figure out what should be shared and what should not be shared inside the relationship by being aware of how that other person may feel about the information that you're going to go about sharing with them. It's very, very important. Because everybody has feelings, even if your partner doesn't always know how to show their feelings the way you may like them to. Trust me, they definitely have feelings. Men have feelings. They don't necessarily talk about them a whole lot. It's not really the way they are set up to articulate themselves. They talk more about thinking and doing things versus feeling things. But trust me, many of them feel very frustrated or ashamed if they can't have sexual relations because maybe they're impotent for one reason or another. They are always concerned about how they're going to perform for you in a sexual relationship, especially if they love you, they want to please you. And internally, if they love you, they want to make you happy. So men do have feelings. And women, you're capable of thinking about other people's issues. However, I'd like you to also keep in front of you your own needs and desires, because it's not about giving up yourself for another person. It's about having your own life and inviting that person into your life with you as they're inviting you into your life with them. It's an interdependence type of deal, never a codependence. Now, If you're having a lot of arguments, and they seem to be over really stupid things, that is an indication that your relationship has some deeper problems that you need to contend with. Because it's never about the little things. It's about the little things that bring out the anger and the upset about the bigger things that you're not talking about. And those of you who do this know exactly what I'm talking about. I know you do. We've all been there. So what I want you to do, if this is part of what's going on with you and you're having a lot of arguments about a lot of little stuff, I want you to go deep into your consciousness or even your unconsciousness and be very honest with yourself about what the true problem is here. Why you're so angry or why you're so upset. It's not about the socks being dropped on the floor or the dishes not getting done. It's about something more important, like you're not feeling heard by your partner, or you don't feel like you're getting attention, or maybe positive attention from your partner, or maybe you don't think your partner appreciates what you're doing for them, or something like that, or maybe you're not having enough sexual relations. Whatever it is, you need to talk to them about that thing and clear that thing to get to the cause of the problem. If you're like two roommates sharing a place instead of having any kind of deep, passionate relationship, it means that you're probably growing apart instead of together, and you need to have a conversation about what it is that you want to do with this relationship moving forward. Are there things that you can do together that you enjoy? Are there ways that you can find time to be together to do those things that you enjoy? Or is it just a matter that maybe one of the people in the partnership isn't really in the partnership anymore and doesn't want to be in that partnership anymore? Because that also happens. That happens when people get bored in the relationship as well. Remember I said earlier, people are looking to have their desires met. They're looking for spontaneity. They're looking for some kind of action and fun and intrigue to go along with this relationship. And once those things start leaving the relationship and you get into the boring, mundane things that have to be done instead of the things that you want to be doing with one another, relationships can just merely survive and even go into death. So brighten it up. Have these conversations and do those things that you truly enjoy together. And be honest about it. Because if you're not honest with your partner, there's no way that they're going to be able to help you to get your needs met or for you to help them get their needs met. And if you're going through a kind of difficult time, because, you know, we all go through difficult times. Sometimes it's health problems. Sometimes it's financial problems. Sometimes it's problems with jobs, things of this nature. Yes, we do need to be supportive of one another as we go through these things. However, the person who is dealing with a problem is the person who is responsible for taking care of their problem. So yes, the mate is there to be supportive, but the one who has the problem needs to take the actions to contend with the problem. Because we are all responsible for ourselves, truthfully. If you don't feel you're being heard by your partner, it may have a lot to do with the way that you're communicating your needs. And if you're a whiny, nagging kind of person who is constantly saying the same things over again in that whiny, horrible voice, trust me, no one's interested in hearing it. Not even your therapist, if you have one, wants to listen to that stuff. What needs to happen is an adult conversation about the true problem underneath all of the feelings of neglect, abandonment, feeling unloved, unworthy, whatever those feelings are that you're feeling. Those are the things that need to be talked about. If you need to find a couples counselor of some sort to do that, go ahead and do it. Because there's no use in staying in an unhappy, unfulfilling relationship. And if you have children, they totally understand that you're unhappy. They're in the middle of it all. And as much as you think it's great for yourselves to stay together when you're really unhappy, more often than not, although children are upset by the divorce happening, when they see their parents are happier as a result, it makes their being with them a lot easier on them versus dealing with walking on eggshells and maybe even thinking that they're the cause of the problems between their parents. Because they don't know. And depending on their age, they're not really ready to understand what's going on between you two. So keep this all in the back of your mind as you're thinking about how to create a much happier, healthier relationship with your partner. Or perhaps it's time to start over again. I can tell you this. If one of the partners feels like they're being overrun by the other partner's energy and rules and things that they're telling their partner have to be done, they feel like they're being swallowed up. This is a very unhealthy relationship, and I've seen several of them come through my office, and I've seen them actually in my personal relationship with other people. And it's unhealthy, and it needs to stop. It probably is an indication that the relationship needs to end. There's other relationships that I've seen where one of the people in the relationship is always blaming the other person for their problem, even though that other person didn't do anything. It was more a matter of the other partner personalizing a lot of stuff that really wasn't personal, or wanting to create an argument because they're unhappy about something else, perhaps, that's going on in their life. So if you're in a relationship like that, you need to take notice, regardless of which part of the partnership you are in, the whiner, blamer, or the person who is feeling attacked for the whining and blaming. In either situation, some outside help should be taken advantage of so you can figure out how best to work through this stuff. So getting back to the beginning and how to have a really great relationship, add some spice to life. Have intriguing conversations. Have imaginative sexual relations and make the time to do it. Go to interesting places and have shared experiences that are wonderful that help to bond you together further. And make sure, above all else, that you know that your partner feels appreciated and grateful for having you in their life. If you do that, that will most often take care of all the rest. If not, I'm afraid it's time for you to move on to someone new. Because that partner who isn't involved in that relationship anymore most likely has already moved on in their mind, if not in fact. It's all part of our reality, so we must confront it for what it is. However, I wouldn't sit there blaming your partner for having an affair if you don't know outwardly that they had one. Just realize that they are no longer emotionally involved with you. So, have a conversation about that. See if you can bring them back in. And if not, do both of you a favor and move on to someone else that will be a better match for both of you. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your Keys to Happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.